WTAW News Time is 8:04 at 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 5 years ago, the College Station City Council spent nearly $10 million to buy what is now the nearly vacant Chimney Hill Shopping Center on University. Since then, the council dropped plans for building a convention center. Mayor Nancy Berry says the property could be sold this fall.
So someone who's interested in buying it is interested in buying the whole thing. So we're talking to some people, and we hope we've got something good to report to the citizens maybe this fall.
The mayor, who agrees with the thought that the city grossly overpaid for the property, hopes to recover 75% to 80% of the cost, which doesn't include additional expenses since the original purchase.
Money that paid for Chimney Hill came out of our hotel occupancy tax. So if we sell it, the money goes back to the hotel occupancy tax.
One remaining tenant is on a month-to-month lease, and the council will consider action tonight to reduce the lease time for a second tenant from 5 years to 18 months in exchange for paying less. The Planned Parenthood regional office that includes a clinic in Bryan has reached a settlement with the Texas Attorney General's office for fraudulent billing. Yesterday's announcement calls for Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, whose home office is in Houston, to pay $1.4 million. AG spokesman Jerry Strickland says the group was overbilling.
They were providing services that they weren't supposed to be providing, like counseling and doing more testing for STDs, then billing for those services, even though they're not supposed to do so as frequently as they were.
State investigators began their probe following a whistleblower lawsuit alleging improper billing of the Texas Medicaid program. Among the findings were that PPGC falsified information in patients' medical records in order to support fraudulent Medicaid reimbursement claims. Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast issued a statement saying the allegations were baseless, but were ending the lawsuit in order to devote their energy to delivering health care. Last week, the agency announced the closing of clinics in Bryan, Huntsville, and Lufkin August 1st, citing funding cuts and the new law placing stricter regulations on abortion providers. The U.S. House has voted to allow the National Security Agency to continue the collection of hundreds of millions of Americans' phone records in the fight against terrorism. The proposed measure would have ended the program's authority. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says two key people in national security should be fired.
Essentially, at the top of the FBI, you have Attorney General Eric Holder, who has lied to Congress. He's been held in contempt by Congress, so clearly America doesn't trust him. The Director of National Intelligence, which is essentially the person over the NSA, you've got James Clapper, who's also lied to Congress. And so in my view of the world is that if you could sit down with the administration and say, these two folks have to go, and then we can continue to fund the NSA.
Flores was part of the House vote that rejected a measure to end the program's authority by a margin of 12 votes. Researchers say a shipwreck has been discovered 150 miles off the coast of Galveston that could yield insight into Texas's fight for independence. Officials from the A&M campus at Galveston and Texas State say the two-masted ship may have sunk in the Gulf of Mexico 200 years ago. The recovery expedition concluded yesterday. A Shell Oil and Gas Survey crew first detected the wreck 2 years ago. Nearly 1 mile below the surface, researchers discovered muskets, swords, cannons, and clothing. Scientists say it may have been a warship or a vessel transporting arms and soldiers. It may have supported the Mexican army during the fight for Texas independence or been sailing to provide arms to the Texans. The Brazos Valley Food Bank always depends on the public's generosity for food, but right now the bank especially needs funds. Executive Director Teresa Mangapora says they've raised about $10,000 for the Feeding Hope campaign, but still need about $20,000 by mid-August to fund several programs.
The food bank does a couple of programs. One is the Children's Backpack Program, and the other two are a senior bag program and then a mobile food pantry. And those programs are run entirely by donations, and I mean monetary donations.
Mangapora says folks can donate online and designate specifically where they want their money to go. She says they can also always use proteins like peanut butter, canned beans, and canned meats donated into the red barrels placed around town. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the food bank's website. And if you need space to practice roundhouse kicks and fist enforce Texas justice, you're in luck. Chuck Norris's spacious Dallas home, complete with a gym featuring memorabilia from his Walker, Texas Ranger television series, is on the market. The Mediterranean ranch-style home in North Dallas also was the on-screen residence of Cordell Walker, the roundhouse-kicking Texas Ranger who battled villains at every turn. Features of the more than 7,300-square-foot home include 4 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, a theater, and a weight room. The asking price is $1.2 million. Listing agent Rogers Healy says Norris and his wife have homes elsewhere, but they'd like to downsize. A photo of the home is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 80 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Dad, Meatball has a swimsuit on.
And I think he wants to wear sunglasses, too.
He must be ready for our summer sales event, where you can get a new Super Duty from Team Ford, discount $11,000, or a new Ford Escape for $21,888.
Nice price.
Plus, we've got a new Ford Fusion for $298 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure continues to sit over the Gulf of Mexico, so that means we stay sunny and warm into the weekend. Lots of sun today. We're going to be up to about 95 to 100. There will be some passing clouds. It'll be generally clear tonight, lows down to about 75 to 80. Partly sunny, close to 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partly sunny Saturday, the chance of a thunderstorm. Highs on Saturday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes 8:13. We'll talk to Mark Jericho from the City of Bryan in just a minute. Right now we'll head over to Austin and speak with John Rainey. Good morning, John. How are you?
Scott, I'm doing a lot better than I was this time last week when I talked to you. I had friends tell me I sounded terrible.
You did. You sounded a little under the weather, and you know, you're working pretty hard. Now, I know y'all are probably still working over there. It's where are we as far as the transportation funding issue as it stands right now?
Well, the Senate did not adopt the same bill we did. They put $6 billion minimum for the rainy day fund to not drop below, and I don't know whether that's going to pass in the House. I know that probably a lot of the real conservative Republicans would be voting for it, but it puts in danger some of the education funding, and I don't think we're going to get much help from Democrats on that. So I'm not sure we can get 100 votes with that on in the bill. That being said, I hear the rumor is that they're negotiating on it, and we'll see what we can come up with. But I'm fearful that we may be headed to another session. The governor's already threatened that if we don't get it done, he will call a special session. And I do think transportation is that important.
And, of course, you mentioned 100 votes, and the reason it has to do that is you're going to put this out on a ballot for people in the referendum in November, and so you need to get 100 votes. And most folks know, but in case they don't, there's only 150 members in the House, and so being able to get 100 is, as you say, could be a tough move.
It could be. So we're just going to – I'm going to do a little scouting around when I get to the Capitol this morning and find out what, I guess you'd say, the senior members are thinking. But I to me, it looks like it's going to be a tough vote to get 100 votes with that floor in the bill.
All right. The clock's ticking, and what, Tuesday is when the second of this special session would end?
That's right.
All right.
That's
so
right.
Don't let the lease run out on your apartment yet, right?
Oh, no, it's gone. I'm staying at a $40 a night motel.
Oh,
you believe
my
I can buy
gosh.
One of those over here?
Man, that's amazing. You're getting, well, yeah, you probably could. I'm not sure I'd want to stay in a $40 motel in Austin. that's a whole nother story. Hey, John, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week. How's that?
All right. Thank you, Lascar.
All right. Thank you. That's John Rainey, state representative. We visit with him on Wednesdays. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company, the total solution with copiers, printers, scanning, and retrieval. Dayhill offers managed print services and complete with IT service solutions. Contact your local Dayhill representative today at 774-2200. Well, so they cast around the city of Bryan going, who has not played Jethro Trivia recently? And Mark Chirica comes running down the hall. He says, I haven't. Let me come in and play Jethro Trivia. No, it's not really good. Mark, how are you doing this morning?
Great. Good morning.
I mean, he knew, though. He said, as soon as I come, he said, I always like coming here because you never know what we're going to do. Well, today we're going to play Jethro Trivia. And then we're going to talk about his job. He's the director of water services and also code enforcement. So we'll do that. But first, it's have you played Jethro Trivia with
I don't think
before?
So.
Okay, Jethro Trivia is our oddly informative little news quiz. It's a simple question about pop culture and current events. There are no prizes involved. One of these days there will be. Okay, you know Smokey the Bear. It's multiple choice, and I'll let you answer last since you're the guest, Mark. Kat, you'll answer first today, then Kevin, and then Mark. Okay, you know Smokey the Bear. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Just Smokey Bear. It's
I know
not
that's
the
not
bear.
The. Okay, forgot. Okay. Well, anyway, they're making over his image now. Instead of giving you a warning, Smokey Bear will give you what? Is it A, a bite in the leg? B, two tickets to the opera? C, a hug? Or D, a match in kerosene? This is pretty easy, I think. Once again, Smokey Bear will not warn you anymore. He'll what? Give you A, a bite on the leg. B, two tickets to the opera. C, a hug. Or D, a match and some kerosene. Kat.
I'm going to be really sick and go with D.
B?
D.
D. That'd be like a match and kerosene?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Blow yourself up, man.
That's why there are no prizes involved. Kevin?
I'm going to go with a hug.
A hug, okay. Mark?
I'm leaning to A. I think that's more convincing.
You like the bite in the leg, too,
wait,
huh?
I didn't know hug was a choice.
Well, I only said it twice.
Oh, well.
Well, you want to change your...
Now
you
all I'm hearing
it?
Is the negative stuff, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to change, we'll let you change.
No, that's all right, okay.
Well, actually, Kevin, you're the only winner today. It's a hug. It's a new ad that shows campers doing something right. It's that positive reinforcement. Smokey comes out of the woods and gives them a big, warm bear hug.
Oh, gosh.
After they put the fire out.
I still think it'd be more memorable if he lit the people on fire who would not put their stuff out.
Cat's having some issues today.
Apparently.
Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway, Mark Chirica joins us this morning. Mark is the Water Services Director for the City of Bryan. I guess just a pretty simple question. Basically, what's the job description when it comes to doing that?
It's a little bit of catch of all. Wastewater treatment, industrial pretreatment. We got oil and gas comes on with that. Warehouse comes with that. Code enforcement comes with that. Grease.
Good
traps.
Heavens.
What's your business card look like? That's amazing.
It's a lot about a little or a little about a lot.
Now, you've been with the city about 10 years.
That's
but and started over on the wastewater side. Is
well,
that right?
Solid waste.
Okay.
So I've kind of been around.
Yeah. So, and of course, partially that's important to know all these different areas, but from a water services standpoint, is it out of your office that you talk about water conservation or water usage as far as residential things are concerned?
Well, we do. I work with a coworker. I focus primarily on the wastewater side. I got a coworker who's on the water side, but nonetheless, within the mothership of water services, yeah, that's where I work. We push that out.
Now, he said mothership.
He did say mothership, didn't he? Now,
the nerve center.
There you go. I like that. Obviously, there's some new industrial growth that's coming to Bryan. That's important. One of the parts of the infrastructure may be the type of water they need and the volume of water they need. So how do you try to prepare so that you've got the right answers when somebody comes in and says, my industrial water needs are going to be X?
Well, I think we've already started looking at that. We looked at that about 9 years ago, and what you see now is the Thompson's Creek wastewater plant. We have built that. We started that probably 2 to 3 months ago. And so we took off a small plant, built this larger plant with the ability to go out to 8 million gallons per day. Right now we're treating about a little under one. So we have the ability to meet the capacity needs of Bryan's west side, also with that industrial growth. We don't know who's going to come in. So we have expansion growth going forward. Got about, we'll say 80 to 100 acres sitting out there with the land.
Okay, so there's some room on that. Just to move forward, we're going to probably talk to Jason Barfnick about the middle of August. And what he does, he's the public works director, but he can actually talk to us a lot about water and wastewater as well. But basically, kind of to discuss that, we are fortunate in that there is a lot of water that is out there and available for
us. That's correct. And Jason will be able to answer all those questions on the water. He does an excellent job. He's got a good plan going forward. Bryan's in a good shape with water today and moving forward.
Now, but the other part of your job is code enforcement, and this is something that this is kind of new to you, a new thing for you to be heading up. Huh?
It's kind of new and kind of not. You know, one part of my job has code enforcement of the utility. So when we look at solid waste, wastewater, water, those types of things, I'm used to doing regulation on that. I recently took over the code enforcement folks. So junk vehicles, high weeds and grass, open storage, those kind of things are going to be new to me. Signs, those are new over here. So we've taken all these 8 individuals, put them under one roof right now at the nerve center, the mothership. We're going to try to take these people and put a dynamic blend. So we want to cross train. Instead of having 4 people specialized in one thing, we'll have 8 people who can do everything. Send these folks out within the city, have more feet on the ground, hopefully have a more observant crew, and hopefully provide a better service to our residents and to our customers.
Well, and obviously, you know, I do. I call it narc out your neighbor, which means that they can't be every place. And so if you do see what you believe is a code violation, what's the best thing for an individual citizen to do?
The best thing to do is call 209-5900. That's the 911 for the city of Bryan for all of our city services. So that's going to get you in touch with our Public Works Call Center. So you see something, you're not quite sure, is that a code issue? If it's just a general question, why is the city doing that? Give that number a call. That dispatch a work order to the right department that allow the corresponding department to look at the situation, get back with you, and let you know what's going on. When you say narc out your neighbor, yeah, that may be one case, but we need the information because, like you said, we can't be everywhere all the time. So feeding us information allows us to respond to your needs and allows us to take a look at that one individual case, but there may be 10 or 12 other ones right around the area. It allows us to take advantage of the information.
Well, and one of the things, you know, you think about, the first thing, I don't know, I think about it, code enforcement is, like you say, junk vehicles or grass too high in a lot. But I can remember a debate that they were actually having in council a few months ago about color schemes and things like that. In other words, the outside appearance of buildings, and that's part of code enforcement as well.
Yeah, it goes from as small as just a sign on a utility pole to something being illegally dumped into the sewer system it could be colors on a building. It's just in general the standards which the city council's put forward that we want to make sure that those standards are being met and we have a fair and a uniform playing field for everybody within the city to operate under.
I got you. So the catch-all number again, if people have questions?
209-5900.
There you go. It's Mark Jericho. He's the Water Services Director and Code Enforcement. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Our community segment is brought to you by the folks at Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Fixed numbers from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Orders for big-ticket durable goods rose a stronger than expected 4.2% last month, boosted by strong demand for aircraft and a pickup in business spending. Economists say the June surge in business investment could point to a pickup in overall economic activity. But there were more new faces on the unemployment lines last week. The Labor Department reports 343,000 workers filed new claims for jobless benefits, 7,000 more than the previous week. The fire at a Hercules offshore drilling rig in the Gulf of Mexico could revive the debate over drilling safety. The Wall Street Journal says the fire is raising questions about safety improvements that were supposed to be put in place following the Deepwater Horizon disaster in 2010. Stock market futures are mixed ahead of the Thursday session. Southwest Airlines adjusted quarterly profit topped Wall Street forecasts. The carrier's fuel costs fell slightly. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Treat Receipt is back at Starbucks stores. All cold grandes are just $2 after 2 p.m. with your morning receipt. That includes the new afternoon eye-opener, Valencia Orange Starbucks Refreshers Beverage, the new orange spice iced coffee, or the new shaken iced peach green tea lemonade. Starbucks has your refreshment covered for every time of day, and you could grab one grande size for just $2 after 2, now through August 18, at participating stores, limited time offer.
Ah, the sweet sound of money in your pocket. For a limited time, new ExxonMobil smart card holders can save 18 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Subject to credit approval, new account holders can save 18 cents a gallon for their first two billing cycles and 6 cents a gallon each cycle after that. Just use your ExxonMobil smart card to purchase at least 45 gallons in a billing cycle, and you'll receive the rebate on your billing statement for gallons 1 through 100. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more smart drivers choose Exxon and Mobil.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Find apparel, fine bedding, framed flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products, plus Texas-themed corporate gifts and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your online superstore for everything Texas. Great gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. And it's time to talk about things going on at the Bush Library. And Will King's here again. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great. It's time for the kickoff of a new exhibit. And this one is, you know, the genome thing, everybody's got those, but they may not have understood it. This is something I think that people can relate to every day.
Yeah, it is. You know, the exhibit that we have going on now is Accessibility. And that'll be here through September the 30th. So it's just here for a short time. And the point of the exhibit is to show people about people who have disabilities and how they're just living normal everyday lives. Some of the things they have to do to overcome those disabilities to live normal lives. But again, it's just more to show that they're one of us, you know, that they're not something to be afraid of or looked at differently or anything like that. The exhibit comes from the Boston Children's Museum, supported by the MetLife Foundation, of course, supported locally by the George Bush Foundation. And yeah, so like I say, it's here until the 30th.
Okay, and again, it touches on, I guess, what we would call it, the indomitable human spirit, the things that people sometimes do have to overcome to live their lives, but they want to do that.
Sure, and the whole Bush connection behind it as well is, you know, President Bush signed the Americans with Disabilities Act actually in this month, in July of 1990.
And to go along with that, you have a movie?
We do. Our first event associated with the Accessibility is our classic film that'll be on August the 1st, and that's The Miracle Worker.
Story of Helen Keller and Annie
exactly.
Sullivan. It is absolutely a classic. Patty Duke, I guess, played Helen Keller, and it's quite an amazing movie. And so all the goodies that go along with that as well, right?
All the goodies, yeah. Popcorn, refreshments, everything like that. And again, that's August the 1st at 7 p.m.
Okay. And we still have a little bit of summertime left. Does that mean we still have a few summertime camps?
Indeed. We still have 2 more weeks of the full-day summer camp sessions going on, now through August the 9th, I believe. We have, you know, you can sign up for individual days or the remaining weeks.
All right, and if they want some more information, all of that is available at?
All of it's on the website, bushlibrary.tamu.edu, or on Facebook and Twitter, at Bush Library.
All right. Will King here from the Bush Library on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Thanks for the time.
All right, thank you.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom.
I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marble Craft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marble Craft can handle your entire project. At Marble Craft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Folks at Intercon remind you these hot days of summer, can't do anything about them, but maybe you can do something about your utility bill and lowering them a little bit. And it takes a phone call to Intercon at 823-3639. Let the folks at Intercon show you the different types of solar screen they have. You can choose the blockage percentage, 60%, 70%, up to 90%, so that you can keep the inside of your home or business cooler. And also, they have grids on the outside of the solar, some solar screens now, so that it matches what your windows look like, because that aesthetically kind of adds things. But, you know, what you really like is what happens to your utility bill when you put those solar screens in, because it makes a difference, and it makes a difference right away. Now, if you're a BTU customer, remember there's some initiatives from BTU to help you get solar screens up on your house faster. So give them a call at Intercon, find out about the program at BTU, and know that that can really start to pay for itself in savings on your utility bill. That's Intercon, locally owned folks. They do business right here just like you do. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a pet-friendly bed and breakfast and special events venue just 15 minutes south of town. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Last week, Planned Parenthood announced clinics were closing in Bryan, Huntsville, and Lufkin on August 1st. This week, the regional office based in Houston has agreed to pay $1.4 million after being accused of fraudulently overbilling the Texas Medicaid program. Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast released a statement that the allegations were baseless, but they were ending the lawsuit to devote their time to deliver health care. No specific clinic locations were listed in a news release from the state attorney general's office. Spokesman Jerry Strickland says Medicaid provides for a payment of specific services at specific times of the year.
So if somebody comes in and they continually come in month after month after month for counseling, and a clinic overbills Medicaid and gets payment for that, that's simply not allowed through the Medicaid system. And the same with testing for STDs.
Investigators with the AG and Health and Human Services Department followed up on a whistleblower lawsuit alleging improper billing practices. Money from the settlement will be shared by the whistleblower, the state, and the federal government. Tonight's College Station City Council agenda considers amending the lease of one of the two remaining businesses at the city-owned Chimney Hill Shopping Center. Mayor Nancy Berry says the property could be sold this fall. The money would return to the hotel occupancy tax fund, where it could go towards a proposed natatorium.
If, that's a big if, the school board decides to place the natatorium on a bond issue, and if the voters approve it, the city, you know, may rent it at some point. And, you know, they're using it for swim meets and multiple day swim meets, so people would be staying in hotels.
Asked about the legality of using the money towards a new aquatic center.
I think legally speaking, we probably could. I'm not really in favor of the natatorium.
The mayor hopes to get $7 million for the property, which was purchased 5 years ago for $10 million. The council has since dropped the idea of building a convention center. By a margin of 12 votes, the U.S. House yesterday voted against ending the authority to continue collecting the phone records of Americans in the name of the war against terrorism. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan voted to continue gathering that information.
I worry, you know, 5 years from now, after there's been another 9/11 event, and there will be one if we shut these programs down, then we're going to be saying, why didn't we do more?
Flores compliments the work of most people in the FBI and the National Security Agency.
They're working real hard to comply with the law, and that they're following the Constitution to protect our Americans' First and Fourth Amendment rights, and that they're also doing a pretty good job of thwarting terrorist activities, not only in the United States and around the world. I think it's been publicly announced that there are 54 events that they stopped.
But Flores wants the attorney general fired, who leads the NSA, along with director of the FBI. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is already preparing for fall needs through its Feeding Hope sponsorship campaign. Executive Director Teresa Mengapora says they're asking specifically for money to put food into children's backpacks, bags for impoverished homebound seniors, and food pantries for areas without good access to food banks.
We use the money to acquire the food for those programs because the food for the children's backpack needs to be individual serving size. We follow menus that are nutritionally balanced, and we need it to be within date and things like that. So we're buying new food for those. Same for the senior bags and then the mobile units.
Mengapora says it costs about $6 for a senior bag and $6.50 for each child's backpack. She says so far they've raised about $10,000, but that's only about a third of their goal. For details about how to get involved or donate, go to WTAW.com. 2 years ago, an oil and gas survey crew detected a shipwreck in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Galveston. Yesterday, researchers at A&M and Texas State finished a recovery expedition of the ship located nearly 1 mile below the surface. Scientists say it may have been a warship or a vessel supporting the Mexican Army or the Texans 200 years ago. Artifacts found on the two-masted ship date back to the early 1800s. They include Spanish and Mexican muskets, swords, and clothing, along with British cannons. A deep-sea exploration ship was operated under the direction of the man who is internationally known for finding the wreck of the Titanic. And online at WTAW.com are photos of former President George H.W. Bush with a clean-shaven head. Family spokesman Jim McGrath tweeted the pictures taken earlier this week, supporting a 2-year-old boy who lost his hair while being treated for leukemia. It's been almost 60 years since George and Barbara Bush lost their 4-year-old daughter Robin to leukemia. The youngster is the son of a member of Bush's Secret Service detail. Co-workers also shaved their heads to show their solidarity. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 81 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
Good morning. It's 8:37. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or give them a call at 268-1162. Here's some numbers.
High pressure over the central Gulf of Mexico really changes the weather pattern very little over the next couple of days. Looks like high pressure is going to stay with us probably for about another 48 hours, and then it'll start to weaken a bit. We'll have sunshine, a high of 95 to 100 today, clear tonight, 75 to 80, partly sunny near 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80, sun Saturday, the risk of a thunderstorm, a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, the high pressure will weaken. That means we've got some slim kind of chance that there'll be rain. That's his way of saying that. But
slim.
Yeah. We'll see. Ow. Well, you remember Charles Ramsey, the guy in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Okay. Anticipating that future Halloween revelers might want to dress up like him, the man credited with helping rescue that trio of female captives from a Cleveland house has filed to trademark his name for commercial purposes.
Charles Ramsey, whose TV interviews and 911 call made him famous following the discovery of those three women, last month filed three applications with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The filings submitted by Ramsey's lawyers seek marks for the name Charles Ramsey, Charles Seymour Ramsey, and the phrase "dead giveaway." In a famous interview after the women were freed on May the 6th, Ramsey said, "I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something was wrong there. Dead giveaway." So he wanted to trademark that. His applications, which cost a combined $1,650, covered several kinds of products, including Halloween costumes and masks sold in connection therewith, bracelets, T-shirts, and shoes. I really want to comment on this, but I think this is me. I really want to comment on this, but anything I say might be misconstrued. But I guess he needed to protect himself.
I can't blame him for doing it. Why should somebody else make a fortune off him if they try to do it?
I would agree. I hate to think that somebody's going to make any money off of this, though.
You know they will try.
I know, but that's what I find really uncomfortable. All right, 23 and 69. All right, 23 and 69. According to a study of over 23,000 people, 23 and 69 are the ages we are most satisfied with life. Yes?
Just thought it was interesting.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, 23 is like when your quarter-life crisis hits.
Your quarter-life crisis?
Yeah, when you're like, what am I doing with my life?
Oh, that.
I'm such a loser. Yeah, my friends are all at Harvard. And
yeah, right, sure, right, yeah. I'm living in my mom's basement. Yeah,
eating Hot Pockets.
Don't get me started on Hot Pockets, okay? Because I'll bring the Hot Pockets up.
Do you have a Hot Pocket issue, Scott?
There's not a Gaffigan quote for Hot Pockets, is there?
What? What did you just say?
I said there's not a Jim Gaffigan quote for Hot Pockets, is there?
Oh, no.
I believe there is.
No, I don't think so. Are you sure? Have you ever heard of Jim Gaffigan before I did that?
Yes.
I mean, I'm talking to
him. Well, then he's like about bacon, or is that somebody else?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd heard him in high school, I think.
Yeah, did you?
I'm moving a little slow tonight. I had a Hot Pocket for dinner.
Maybe it's eat a Hot Pocket for breakfast
every
day.
I'm not the only white trash here.
Oh. That's why I
buy the Hot Pockets. I go in grocery stores, I'm like, I get these. I've never eaten a Hot Pocket, and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that. And I was like, I'm going to die. I paid for that? Did I eat it or rub it on my face?
Yeah.
My back hurts. Oh. I was looking at a box of Hot Pockets. They have a warning printed on the sign. It said, warning, you just bought Hot Pockets. I hope you're drunk or heading home to a trailer.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a funny guy. He is a funny guy.
Oh, that's priceless.
And see, you played right into it, Kat. Your innocence and naivete.
I could tell by the way you asked me that obviously there was.
Yeah, well, that actually was the first really big bit he did in his career. Hot Pockets has meant tons to him. And it's probably worked well for them, too.
Okay.
But as we were saying,
I don't know, you think they like being described as going back to your trailer drunk and that's associated with their product?
I think they probably know.
Yeah, you know, they... Yeah. I'm not exactly.
How good do you think a pizza Hot Pocket with ranch dressing would be?
Oh, sorry.
They're not bad.
I think that would.
Now the ranch dressing is what makes it work.
You dipped it in ranch dressing.
Yes, it's not bad.
Or did you crack it open and then squirt the ranch dressing in?
Oh no,
you dip it.
If you dipped it, would be good.
Okay,
That's what I'm thinking about right now.
How far in do you have to eat before you get to any of the subject matter on the inside?
Most of the time, it's about a bite.
Yeah, is it
probably
okay?
Not very far. Yeah.
That first one, you
kind of like a Pop Tart.
Okay. Oh,
one
God,
thing that,
I haven't done that yet.
I do know there's one about Pop Tarts.
We keep sending Scott down rabbit trails.
You do.
It's hard working on the radio because if I accidentally think about food while I'm doing the news, then my mouth fills with spit. So I'm like, can't think about food while I do the news. It's really hard.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man, I can't find it right now. Oh, here it is. Wait. Okay, apparently there is a I'm sorry, I'm going to have to read this off my phone, which could be a real challenge.
This is going to be a nightmare.
Wow. Is this a new first?
Yeah,
on the show?
I don't believe Scott
reading off his phone on
I've
the
ever,
air.
Never done this on my
embracing
phone.
Technology.
Yeah, really.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, while y'all have this slight lull in the content of y'all's broadcasting,
should we play music?
With regard to us listeners.
Yeah, thank you.
I just wanted to bring up a point that I've been wanting to suggest for actually years,
okay.
And it may or may not have been already brought up. But y'all often bring up during trivia that so many things can be Googleable. Is
yes.
that right?
Okay. That'd be good enough, yeah.
Right. And I know a lot of your listeners are new residents to the community.
Right.
But you might suggest doing things like, you know, what year did Pooh's Park close?
Oh,
or,
I see. Sure.
You know, things along those lines.
There's a Pooh Park
that's
here?
That's good. Excellent. Pooh's Thank Park. You. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's and again, that's why, and I'll go ahead and tip my hand as to what we don't plan ahead on this show. We really
Nothing.
Don't.
Nothing.
Believe me, we don't plan ahead. But
anybody that's listening right now is going,
yeah.
No, really?
Kidding. But my good friend Henry Mayo, who helps me so much, I can remember some things. Henry actually has records of things written down, which helps because I'll sometimes remember things incorrectly. But every time I'll see Henry, I shake hands and say, how you doing? What do you got to tell me? Because he's always got some little fact. Henry owns a surveying company, and literally this guy has probably walked every step of Brazos County.
No kidding.
Yeah, he has tremendous stories to tell. And by the way, I'll put a plug in. He teaches a continuing education class that is the history of Brazos County. Lasts for 6 or 8 weeks, and it's
that's
tremendous.
Cool.
So if you have time to do that. But that having been said, I saw him at a function earlier this week, and we were talking about G. Raleigh White and how it's about to get knocked down. And there are obviously a lot of memories there, and we're gonna I'm going to get Henry to get me some information so I've got it in front of me, and it's not just my feeble brain memory that remembers that. But also we're going to have Dave South on. Dave is going to talk about basketball moments, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
So I talked to Dave earlier this week, and he said he would do that for us. And so sometime next week, in the 7 o'clock hour, Dave will join us for some basketball memories. And then I'll have some, too, because I was announcing there, too. But anyway, we'll
do
that. In
that same vein, in a previous radio life, I used to do that contest.
Yeah. Oh, what's that?
Is a contest we call Do You Know the Brazos Valley Like We Know the Brazos Valley.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And yeah, Pooh's Park, just so you'll know, that's where Champion Firearms is now, okay? You know where that is?
Yeah, that entire area was Pooh's Park, wasn't it?
Yeah,
not?
Exactly.
Oh, you
yeah.
mean where the Mongolian Grill sort of is?
Like there's a Starbucks,
How
Champion
about a Starbucks,
Firearms.
Champion Firearms,
Petco,
all that.
Oh, near Hobby Lobby?
Yes.
Yep, yeah,
oh,
right.
I didn't know that was a park.
Well, it was. It was Pooh's Park. It was an amusement park. A guy named Don Dale put it in, and they had a mascot, which was a little white dog named Pooh.
Oh, cute.
And that's how it's called Pooh's Park. So there you go. All right. I went to school with Don's kids, and we still didn't get in free. Anyway, so.
But I'm not bitter.
No, no. For $1.49 from Carl's Jr., you now can get a strawberry Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich rolled out this week at Carl's Jr.
I bet you that's
wow.
pretty good.
And, you know, I love Carl's Jr. because they know that America is fat, and there are a lot of people in America who want to be fat, and they want to help them be fat or stay fat. So there, call it the summers of who-to-thunk fast food and beverages. One driving force, an economy that still got the jitters. Last month, sales at U.S. restaurants took an unexpected 1.2% downturn, but they are going at it, okay? In addition to the Pop-Tart, strawberry Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich, we also got the lemon meringue pie blizzard at
now,
Dairy Queen.
That sounds good.
No, that makes me shiver in a bad way.
I was about to say,
way.
That's something I could sink my teeth into,
no,
but you can't really
no.
sink your teeth into a blizzard.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
that,
I guess
that,
you sort of can.
That makes me shiver in a bad way.
No.
No.
What's so bad about lemon and vanilla? And
the pie's fine, but putting it in the ice cream thing doesn't work.
No, that
I mean,
sounds good. It's
no,
not like you're putting it in chocolate.
Blizzards were made to hold Butterfingers, okay? Not to hold
candy. Yeah, any form of candy.
Yeah, that exactly. Now, and while we're speaking about candy, Smashburger's got a peanut butter
Ooh.
And jelly shake.
I never heard of
Smashburger.
Maybe
oh, Smashburger.
Is it a Yankee place?
Is it where's Smashburger? I don't know.
I don't think we have one of those.
Wendy's just rolled out its bacon pretzel cheese.
Yeah,
oh,
I got to try
yeah.
that.
And then
Me too.
Sonic has got the cheesy bacon pretzel dog.
Yes, I saw that as well.
So what is the bread? The bread tastes like a pretzel? Is that it?
I don't know, but looking closer at it, I was a little disappointed because there's no salt on the bun.
Yeah, well, okay, excuse me, because I know there's no salt in fast food. You don't ever
have to worry
about that.
It's a pretzel. There should be salt on it.
All right. You know what I'm hooked on? I'm hooked on those pretzels that they've squashed. Have you seen those things?
Yes, the pretzel chips.
Golly.
They're good.
Man, that's just, that is. I mean, why didn't I think of that? But why didn't anybody think of that a long time ago?
There's
Man.
Somebody on a diet right now that's sitting there in their car going, I hate you all.
Well, but I mean.
About to stab a spork into their neck.
But that's the. Yeah. Well, they would, and then they'd lick it clean because they're going to need it to eat their famous bowl this afternoon.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. Also on Saturdays at Royalty Pecans, free wine tastings from 2 to 4 p.m. every Saturday this month. Make plans to spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Royalty Pecan Farms, open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma Tractor.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I was looking up when Pooh's Park opened. I haven't had time to look yet, but I will. A&E's Duck Dynasty will kick off its fourth season on August the 14th. The Robertson clan is back for more adventures, beginning with a one-hour season premiere in which Willie, Jace, and Jep set up a surprise vow renewal for Phil and Kay's 49th anniversary.
And Clip Howard is as happy as he's been his entire life.
That's right. And while Uncle Cy distracts the couple with a trip down memory lane, the new season will also feature Phil's fourth and beardless son, Alan. We've heard about Alan as a preacher.
He's the preacher.
And I guess he's still a preacher, but they said, come on, you want to go make some money? All right. Okay, here's an app for you to download. Picking out glasses or shades is tough. Thanks to a new iPad app by Glasses.com, it's gotten a little bit easier. The app uses the iPad's front-facing camera to scan and create a 3D model of your face. You can then virtually try on as many frames as you want, even creating side-by-side comparisons of different shades.
Interesting.
With a swipe of your finger, you turn your head to the side to view the frames from multiple angles. There you go. That'll be on your iPad. Here's a deal on 60 Minutes. It was a repeat about the company that makes glasses frames.
It was the Italian company that bought Ray-Ban.
Yeah,
that was
fascinating. Yeah, it really. Well, yeah, it is. I mean, and you know what? They pretty much got you locked in. You got to spend money with those people.
Yep, because they own all of them.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult to not be doing.
Except
that.
For Oakley, I think they've got Ray-Ban.
No, they got Oakley. Did they? No, you're right.
They've got. Yep. Bole, Ray-Ban, Foster Grant.
Well, and then they own the companies, too. They own the frame company, Pearl Vision, and that kind of thing. I mean, it's a great racket. It is just a great
racket.
Yeah,
they're making a ton of money on plastic.
Yep. So, how did we destroy Iranian nuclear facilities? With a thumb drive. And how did Edward Snowden allegedly smuggle out the blueprints to the NSA? With a thumb drive. And the governments of the world know just how dangerous the thumb drive can be. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security ran a test in which staffers dropped flash drives in a parking lot of a government contract building. 60% of the folks who picked them up simply plugged them into networked computers.
Oh, good Lord.
That percentage jumped to 90% if the drive had an official logo. Man.
Holy cow.
You talk about bringing down some situations, right? You talk about bringing a network down. Okay. There you go. How and see, that's self-induced misery right there. There's nothing you can do to police that.
No.
As Ron White said, ain't no fixing stupid.
Nope.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Save on the number one selling car in America. Get $1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 8/5/13.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. Also on Saturdays at Royalty Pecans, free wine tastings from 2 to 4 p.m. every Saturday this month. Make plans to spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Royalty Pecan Farms, open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Good morning. It's 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. In just a moment, something as a kid you thought you would get to do all the time when you were an adult.
Stay up after midnight.
Yeah, they ask questions of people to see what they came up with. In the meantime, if your parents attended Woodstock or danced at a disco club, there are some things out there they're not telling you. For instance,
you think?
Don't expect a big inheritance. Thanks to medicine and extended lives, they're going to be living with you when they're really old.
Hey, paybacks.
Yeah. They're mad that they spent so much money on your college education. They can't face reality. They think they'll be young forever. They won't get sick. And so as a result, they haven't been thinking about their retirement. So they'll be living with you. And there's a good chance they'll break up. The divorce rate of the 50-plus crowd has doubled in the last 20 years.
Really?
And by the way, they are unhappy. Of all the age groups, boomers are the least happy. Wait till your children...
It's because none of their kids will get out of their house.
Well, that's also true. Wait till the children get to be their age. Then there'll be even more people that are that age. And by the way, they're getting really, really, really fat, too, just... on top of others.
But they can always do better. Every day is a new chance to make a better choice.
Well, so. That's Little Miss Sunshine.
This is after talking about stabbing somebody in the neck with a spork.
Yeah, exactly. She was talking about
steroids.
Steroids
do strange things.
Yeah, go ahead.
Our friend, okay. Uplifting and encouraging Cat McMullen.
That's right, yeah.
I believe that's right. Piece 107.
Now, here's the question that was asked, and Kat, I'm going to ask you this question before we give some of these answers.
Just right. So you know, I want you to know that every other study released in America in the past 50 years has said that business about 50-pluses being unhappy is wrong.
Yeah, I know.
They're very happy.
Yeah, really are, as a matter of fact. Glad we're not the age of our kids.
Mm-hmm. Reddit. I never understood when people said, would you go back? Yeah. And do it again, and people would say no. I'd say, that's crazy. Why would you? And boy, I understand it now.
Yeah, that's right.
I wouldn't do it.
Nope.
I enjoy being down here by the dessert tray.
That's it. All right, here we go. Reddit asked their users this question. Kat, this is for you.
Okay, I'm listening.
What was something that as a kid you thought you'd get to do all the time as an adult?
Wow.
What's something that as a kid you thought you would always get to do as an adult? I'll go ahead then and give some other answers.
As the manager of this station, Kat, I would urge you to think carefully before answering any of these questions concerning statute of limitations and common decency.
Anyway,
for one, I didn't realize that I would, once you grew up, there's no such thing as summer anymore, that you just work all the time.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless you're a teacher.
When's my vacation? Yeah. Here's some. Stay up all night. I'm lucky to sleep to be awake at 10 o'clock now. Right. I will not take orders from anybody. I'll be free to do what I want all the time. Boy, was I wrong. When I was a kid, I thought as an adult I'd be able to buy anything I want. When I was a kid, my mom would never let me eat Cocoa Puffs because it wasn't healthy. I told myself that I'd eat Cocoa Puffs for every meal out of pure spite.
I kind of look like that now, actually.
Yeah. At least you don't have rickets. No. That was probably what would happen.
I was thinking about that, do exactly what I want to do. And Lily, you know, has her summers because she teaches. And yeah. The quickest way to no longer have that freedom is to say, hey, let's redo the kitchen and the bathroom. Oh. What do you say?
Well,
into that, are you?
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But it's going to look so good.
How long
when it's
is that
finished?
Little project going to take?
Forever.
Okay.
It's, we started it in June, and I took a phone call this morning saying that, okay, we've had a slight delay on some of the parts that you've ordered. They'll be shipped to us on August 9th.
9th of August. That means that it's a pretty much standstill, huh?
That's just it. There's, because we're handy, we, you know, decide we're going to do some things like repaint all 45 cabinet doors.
Oh, that sounds like just a barrel of monkeys fun.
Well, yeah,
it'll be beautiful. Yeah. You'll be able to enjoy it for the rest of your
life. Oh, it's
lives.
Pretty. I mean, we took off all the...